Testing. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Okay, this is the second tape of the interview conducted by Mary, and the informant is Mrs. Mary. Oh, that's probably me.
Staying over with Miss. Is that where you're stopping?
Oh, no, we're going home tonight.
Oh, you're going home.
Yeah, and we'll come back Thursday. But she has to call her and say goodbye, you know, because she came up with us to, sort of help us go around and all.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you had a pipe in your house that let go and the water came thundering out, what would you say the pipe had done? Say last night the pipe...
Burst it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Now what would you call the large something that you might put flour in or meal, great big...
Bin.
Or if it's round, if it's round, what would it be?
Yeah, tub, bucket.
Mm-hmm. Or we'll go back to the beer. Sometimes you'd have a big beer.
Bin. You used to have a flower. Bin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this would be bigger than that. Real big thing. You know, wood
barrel.
Yeah. Now sometimes in old country stores, they'd have a place where you'd have molasses, maybe, or lard. They'd display it. They'd have a certain way they'd display it, and they'd call it a something for molasses. Do you have a word for that?
Molasses.
Or lard, anything, in a country store. Have you ever heard the expression a stand?
Stand.
Stand of molasses, or a stand for molasses. All right, now if you were going to pour sugar from a large container into a smaller container, you'd put something on top so it wouldn't spill over.
A funnel. What would
you call that?
A little funnel.
Okay. And if you were cracked the whip when you were driving horses, or what would you be using to get them to go?
Whip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whoa, whoa.
And you'd use a...
Whip.
Okay. And what would you call a bag that was made of paper?
Paper bag.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else, do you think?
Sack. Paper sack.
Do you ever use the term poke?
Poke. Well, I know. Yes, I don't know that I usually use it, but I do know what you're talking about.
And do you make any distinction as to size between, say, a paper bag and a sack and a poke?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any distinction as to size?
Yeah, they have different so many pounds sacks and so many halves of bag.
But if it was a, would it make any difference how big it was, whether you called it a bag or a sack? You know, the size wouldn't determine what you would refer to it, how you would refer to it. Okay. Now, what do you call a container that's made of cloth?
Made of what?
Cloth. You know, we just talked about it. Okay. And there's another kind of container that's made of cloth. It's rough, real rough. And it's brownish color and thready kind of.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I just can't say it.
And it's even gotten kind of fashionable.
It's a sack, croaker sack.